It's Thursday, news listeners. Time, of course, for your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. It is the 18th of May, 2023. Here comes the best in tech that's been going on, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. All right, we're starting things off right now, basically asking yourself, are you in the market for a new dash cam? Well, if you are, hold on, because if you act right now and got a Pixel phone, you can get one absolutely free. All right, I'll stop with the infomercial stuff, but it is true, at least on select Android devices. Primarily, of course, Google Pixel phones. Yes, the new dash cam feature, something we're not really supposed to know about yet because, yeah, it was leaked, is actually all part of the new Personal Safety Features app. You know, with other features like emergency sharing, safety check, and even car crash detection. Well, this has all been found in the new dog food. Yeah, that's the version of it anyways, and it's actually in the Play Store still as we're doing the show. Now, you can't really enable this dash cam feature by default. You have to do a little tinkering around, but it is possible. And as you probably guessed, the dash cam does pretty much what a dash cam does. It records video, audio, that is if you want it, you can turn that on and off as well, and it all happens while you're driving. Now, of course, you're going to have to mount your phone in the right spot for it to actually be beneficial for you, but once it is in the right spot, it does exactly what a dash cam should do. Now, the recordings, if you're worried about them, those are actually stored on your device, but don't worry, they'll be deleted after 3 days, unless, of course, you want them saved permanently. And another good thing about the videos, they're actually already compressed, taking up about 30 megabytes per minute. And if you feel the need that you need to record your entire journey for the whole day, well, you can do that. The maximum recording length is 24 hours. Moving on to Microsoft now, making you wonder if they really want you using a VPN. Yeah, folks on Windows 11 know exactly what I'm talking about. That's because your VPN speeds, yeah, they've been kind of, well, almost non-existent. Now, anybody that upgraded to the KB50-25305 update, yeah, this is what happened. They went from fast VPN speeds to, well, pretty much no speed at all. Now, according to Microsoft, it might have something to do with the L2TP IPsec VPN connections in Windows 11, though they're still investigating this. And since, yes, they're still investigating it, means there's no fix yet. Now, the complaints, yeah, they started popping up in the usual places, Reddit, Twitter, and it all started after that KB50-25305 update, which was supposed to be optional, though we're hearing from other people that, yeah, it got installed anyways. Now, the issue affects both upload speed and download speeds. However, though, there is a slight workaround for this. That is if you've got a long Ethernet cable. And that is if only you need is download speed. Apparently, it's still affecting the upload speed. This is a weird bug. Yep, that's right. If you want to use a VPN and get whatever you need downloaded, you're going to have to do it wired, as it seems to be only affecting the Wi-Fi connections currently. And finally, all right, you live in Montana, USA, you got TikTok on the phone, well, you now are officially breaking the law. That's because Montana's Governor Greg Ginfort has now signed the bill that all but bans TikTok within the state. It's actually the first ban of its kind in the United States, and since one state has done this, look for others to follow. The bill, SB 419, actually prohibits TikTok from operating within the territorial jurisdiction of Montana, and demands mobile app stores make the app unavailable for Montana residents. Now, of course, TikTok, they're not too happy about this, saying in their statement that the governor has signed a bill that infringes on First Amendment rights, going on to say that Montana has unlawfully banned the platform. Now, strangely enough, the bill doesn't really go into the web interface interaction with the platform, so we don't really know if it's actually illegal to actually use it within a web browser. Again, we've entered a gray area. And apparently, the banned bill only penalizes the app stores with the option to download the app, and then again doesn't lay out the liability for ongoing updates to already downloaded apps. Yep, it's pretty much a mess from the start. Let's see how this plays out. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Show your support for the news show today at patreon.com/BTN News. Don't forget to check out the British Tech Network, the home of the news show, and of course the Mac show and the big show as well at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow BTN on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget to pop on by the community and join in the fun today at our Slack room at britishtech.slack.com. The new show back for your Friday installment tomorrow. Getting you caught up with the best technology news that goes on over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a great Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.